Will you sit, please? Pentecost, or at least what we mean by Pentecost, begins with the cross, as strange as that may seem at first hearing. What we mean by Pentecost begins at the cross. At the cross where, St. John tells us, Jesus, as he died, as he exhaled his last breath, bowed his head and handed over his spirit. At his dying, Jesus handed over, released, set free his breath, his spirit. Spirit or breath or wind, in Greek the same word stands for all. Spirit, breath, and wind is a word that resonated deeply with John. No doubt, when he spoke it, he had in mind the spirit that moved on the face of the waters in the story of creation in Genesis, the wind that rippled the waves as God breathed over them the word that brought creation to life. John first uses this cluster of words, breath, wind, spirit, in recounting Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus early in his gospel. The wind blows where it wills, Jesus says. No one can say where it comes from or where it's going. And so it is with the people who are born from above, who are born in the Spirit. And then on the cross, we see the incarnate Word's last breath exhaling from his body as Jesus willingly lays down his life. Jesus, the Word of God, hands his breath, his spirit, over to God, from whom as Word he has come, and to whom as Word he returns. With Mary Magdalene, we meet Jesus again in the garden on Easter morning. And it is not so much that the Spirit has come back into Jesus' body, but more that the Spirit has called the body forth to join it in the eternal life, the age to come, in which it now lives. It is not a matter any longer of the Spirit being in the body, but the body living in the Spirit. On the cross, Jesus hands over the Spirit to the Father, but he also hands it over, releases it into the world for which he died. Once released from the body, the Spirit fills the whole universe like the energy bursting forth from a broken atom. On the night of that first Easter evening, Jesus, in his in the Spirit body, appears in the door-bolted upper room and there breathes his spirit on the disciples, enveloping them in his peace and sending them out to do what he has done. As the Father has sent me, he says to them, so I am sending you. The Acts of the Apostles suggests that the disciples weren't too quick to take Jesus up on the offer. We find them 50 days later, still sitting in the house, in the upper room, waiting. But this time, the peaceful butterfly breath of that gentle Easter evening becomes a rushing, mighty wind that blows them out of their comfort zone, out of the doors of their retreat, and down the streets of Jerusalem, their hearts on fire with the need to proclaim the good news, and equipped with the world's languages to proclaim them. And once they've been blown away, there's no turning back. The Spirit moves from being a driving wind behind them to a pillar of fire, leading them forward, leading them into all truth, taking what belongs to the Word and declaring it to them. The Spirit leads them into unlikely places, into contact with unlikely people, into perils and dangers, into joys and defeats. Much of what they had held dear, they had to unlearn so that they could be led into a greater truth, deeper and deeper into the mystery of Jesus, into the mystery of God's love for the world, into the mystery of union with God. The Spirit is leading us too, and will lead this child about to be baptized, calling us into new and deeper union with God, into deeper and deeper understanding of the mystery of Jesus. We too may discover that we have much to unlearn that we hold dear as the Spirit leads us into greater truth, into deeper and deeper relationship with each other and with the world. The one thing we cannot do is sit here hoping it will just blow over and leave us alone in this upper room of ours. The upper room is important. The upper room of worship, prayer, contemplation, waiting on God. But it's not the end of the matter. God the Spirit blows us out of those doors to be the church in the world. And that's why a sense of mission, of outreach, of engagement with the community around us is a vital sign of a healthy parish. As Jesus was sent by the Father to release the Spirit into the world, so we are sent by Jesus to release the Spirit into the spheres where we live our lives, to point out to those around us that there's a new wind blowing and it might be a good idea to pay us some attention. As we live out our baptism, the Spirit may lead us, too, as it led the apostles into unlikely places, into fellowship with unlikely people, into perils and dangers, and into joy, no doubt about that. And finally, it will lead us to the new life beyond death, the body in the Spirit life, where we will see God full of grace and truth and enjoy God forever. Amen.